Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're dealing with a red-hot issue, after all. The illegal invasion into America. And, Rodney, you are still with us, I gather.
Yes.
Okay, you had another follow-up.
Yeah, I'm taken aback by what he just revealed on regarding the sign. I just, oh, my goodness.
And Rodney, there was people out there, they carry the Mexican flags. That's very repulsive also. But they burned an American flag there. Now, did this person you talked to tell you that?
I had heard that.
They took it and put it on the ground and burned it. I have been to many a rally where the opposition came to pick it, to counter-protest us, and they'll take an American flag. Once I was at the federal building in Westwood on Wilshire Boulevard, right across the street from the federal building is the Veterans Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
There's thousands of veterans' graves in there, and they took that flag and hung it on the wall of that Veterans Cemetery and burned it.
I was
angry.
I mean, I'm speechless, brother, and I'm not calling you a liar, but it just
let me say this to you. A lot of times you will hear stories, you know, the deal where you hear one story from this side, you hear the story from the other side, it's two separate stories.
Yes, sir.
Because people see it differently. I put no boost, no hype on what I say. These are things that are happening. It's so outrageous, Rodney, that I don't have to put a boost on it.
Yes.
Now, the thing that happened in Garden Grove, Hal Netkin, a gentleman of 75 or 76 years old, is pulling in the parking lot to hear Jim Gilchrist speak. He pulls in. These people are beating on his car with their picket signs, won't let him in the driveway, will not let him pull up onto the sidewalk. So he got scared for his life, and he just accelerated a little bit, not much, and pushed the people out of the way. One of the people that was being pushed out of the way with this car, he's going like 2 miles an hour. One of the guys moves out of the way and figures out, you know, I need to fall down. He falls down, then he gets back up, and somebody standing next to him says, no, get back down. All of this is on the videotape. Somebody videotaped it. Mm-hmm. They take Hal Netkin to jail that night. The testimony from the person that was hit says, yeah, this woman pulled up and hit me and ran me down and kept calling me a bunch of wetbacks and other kind of names and racial slurs. Hal had all the windows up, never said one word, and he's not a woman. Now, the other side made up all these lies to embellish it, to make it look worse, not knowing there was video cameras rolling. And when the Garden Grove police took one look at the videotape, they said, oh, man, you can go home. No charge. Mm-hmm. Leave.
My God.
That's how slanted it is. I just want to make that point one more time.
Yeah.
I don't embellish any of this. It is just this outrageous.
And we've got Americans out here who we're blinded to a lot of the truths that are going on. But I mean, this is just I can't. You talk about racist. That's despicable.
Me and my brother were. I told this story already today. I was on another show today. My brother and I were walking around the perimeter of the meeting in Garden Grove. We were inside. The police had it roped off with their yellow tape to keep the protesters out. And we're walking, you know, just reading the signs. And I came, you know, we wanted to see what the picket sign said. And one of the guys says, hey, this is his exact words. He said, hey, that's that nigger from the radio.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So then he shouted in there, hey, what are you niggers doing in there?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So I told him, you know, I explained to him that I had a date with his mother tonight and that she hadn't showed up late yet. She's always late.
Oh, no.
I asked him if he knew where she was because she knows supposed to be here.
Oh, my.
Oh, did he get mad then? But this is the kind of language they use to us. Just go to my website. Can I get my website out?
Yeah, of course, Terry. Go
ahead. It's the TerryAndersonShow.com. TheTerryAndersonShow.com. Go there and go to mail received and just look at some of the letters that I've received from these hateful people.
Sure.
It is outrageous.
Terry, I want to thank you for being with us tonight and listen to your show on the weekends here on RBN. And I thank you to our caller, Rodney. Hey, it's been a pleasure. We'll do it again.
Rick, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Terry Anderson from Los Angeles. You bet. We'll be right back with more.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Christoph, why do you think that Truman has never come close to discovering the true nature of his world until now?
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
All right, we are back. Radio Avenger. Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Uncensored Radio, Free America, here on RBNLive.com. Well, we're still talking about the illegal invasion. See, I don't like to talk about immigration. As you know, I don't like to use the word because it's a false word. It's not about immigration at all. Immigration is a totally different word from illegal immigration because immigration, by its very nature, is a legal process. Just about years ago, you remember how the media used to keep using the term desegregation when the federal tyrant, a federal judge, would order a forced busing program in a community as if he had the authority to do that? Well, the media were playing the game of disinformation once again because there is no such thing as forced desegregation if, in fact, there is no forced segregation. In other words, segregation was not being forced on any community in those areas where there was a neighborhood system that was basically segregated by choice. So you didn't have a segregated school system. Nevertheless, they used the word desegregation. It's not desegregation. It was court-ordered or forced desegregation. So let's get the language straightened out here. It is an invasion, and Senators John McCain and Teddy Bear Kennedy, Teddy Bear, B-A-R-E, from Chappaquiddick, have teamed up to introduce this bill that would allow many of the estimated 10 to 12 million illegal immigrants in the United States to get legal jobs and then become citizens. It's an amnesty program. McCain and Kennedy are saying we're going to reward people for breaking the law. And why not? George Bush says the same thing. They have co-authored the, quote, Secure America and Orderly Immigration Act, unquote. Now, doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't that sound wonderful? This bill would do exactly the opposite. It will leave America less secure and encourage more illegal immigration. I think what we should do, to be honest with you, the people should take John McCain and Ted Kennedy and all of those who are online with this bill and, shall we say, repatriate them to another country from whence their ancestors came, maybe? I would like to trade a few of these senators and congressmen for some of these aliens. I think that would be probably a fair trade, some of the better ones, some of the decent people who are legitimately fleeing from oppression. I would love to exchange them. Well, in any event, the point here is that the illegals are not stupid. They're taking advantage of every law, every loophole, every nuance in the law, wherever an amnesty is proposed. Go to the U.S. illegally and you'll eventually become legal. Hey, after all, it happened with IRCA in 86, as we said, which offered amnesty to nearly 4 million illegals. Now we've got an estimated 10 to 12. And believe me, that figure is way too low. That figure goes way beyond that number. We're talking possibly 30 million illegal aliens in this country. So this bill is a very bad bill. Even Representative J.D. Hayworth, he said in reaction to the McCain-Kennedy bill, quote, if recent history is an accurate guide, and I believe it is, this so-called guest worker notion would only encourage a new wave of illegal aliens and make America's uncontrolled and unacceptable immigration debacle even worse than it is now, unquote. Good for you, Representative Hayworth. He's got a little bit of intelligence. He's got a little bit of brains and courage. Well, we need to tell them in Washington. We need to tell them that we are not going to stand for this. McCain wants to be president of Pan America. Not the United States, but Pan America. Well, at least he's being touted as presidential timber. Well, I'd like to see him timber, but timber over the border into Mexico, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe this? It is absolutely insane. The Secure America and Orderly Immigration Act. Phooey! I mean, I can't believe we even have to discuss this. It's so disgusting that we don't want to discuss it. But here we are discussing it. And as I've said in many broadcasts, I was one of a few people talking about this in the 1980s. When this issue really hadn't come to fruition yet. I was talking about the sanctuary movement and this movement to bring communists, terrorists, innocents as well, all kinds of people over the border for a better life here in America because of the Central American wars, the South American wars, and so forth. Well, as I said over and over again, we have a very large Cambodian population in the United States today that we never had before. Vietnamese, Laotian, all of them. And you know what? They're here because we sold them out. We sold out their people. The United States government sold out in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. So now we are obligated. We are obligated to take them in. That's what they tell us. And unfortunately, there's a certain amount of logic to it. So why don't we just take the whole world in, right? Well, believe you me, if George Bush could profit from it, he would do it. He would bring in every cockroach, every rat, every rodent, anything that is living and breathing and could vote, and he would bring it in. And we have the Attorney General of Mexico who's boasting about how many people in his government he has already implanted the RFID chip in. Right under the skin. How do you like that? After all, we want to fight the war on terror, don't we, huh? Fighting the war on terror. With terror. We're the big brothers of the world. We're the police. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't going to work. You hear the callers tonight. You hear the guest, Terry Anderson. We have to use every available means at our disposal to stop Washington in its tracks and what it is doing to destroy our nation. It is destroying our sovereignty. It is destroying our national identification. It is destroying our heritage, our way of life. And let me tell you, you just heard a small sample. We didn't really get into the nitty-gritty of what this invasion has done to the people of this country. It has literally created a prison system in many cities now. People fear going out, fear staying home, because they're just as victimized in their homes. All right. You can continue to comment on that. If you have a question or a comment, you may call in toll-free 800-313-9443. All right. Bush wanted to invade Iraq if elected in 2000. Guerrilla News Network. Here's one for you. Houston. 2 years before the September 11th attacks, George Bush was already talking privately about the political benefits of attacking Iraq. According to his former ghostwriter, who held many conversations with then-Texas Governor Bush in preparation for a planned autobiography. He was thinking about invading Iraq in 1999, said author and journalist Mickey Hershowitz. It was on his mind. He said to me, quote, "One of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as a commander-in-chief," unquote. And he said, "My father had all this political capital built up when he drove the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and he wasted it. If I had a chance to invade, if I had that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to get everything passed that I want to get passed, and I'm going to have a successful presidency." Well, Mr. Hershowitz said that Bush expressed frustration at a lifetime as an underachiever in the shadow of an accomplished father. In aggressive military action, he saw an opportunity to emerge from his father's shadow. The moment, Hershowitz said, came in the wake of those attacks. Suddenly, he's at 91% in the polls, and he'd barely crawled out of his bunker. How do you like that, huh? Well, we're not surprised, are we? We know what Paul O'Neill said, former Secretary of the Treasury. We know what others have said. Indeed, several books now coming out and more on the Bush administration and this illegal war. Yes, sir. Absolutely incredible but true that we are a nation that has an IQ collectively of about 40. We have allowed this nonsense to continue because we are a docile nation. We are a docile nation. Well, we can't do it anymore. Get off the tracks and fight. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back with more.
Hello. this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200. Or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today and be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only 2 words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Yes. Yes, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, in the, not quite the final half hour. We have about 37 minutes left in tonight's broadcast, and I'm going to ratchet it up a little bit. We have a number of things I did want to get into besides George Bush and Halliburton and Dick Cheney and the Patriot Act and everything else that's going on. I'm looking for this story here, and I'm trying to find it. I'd like to talk a little bit about Terry Schiavo again and the so-called autopsy report. I don't know if you caught the network news last night. I switch around the conventional so-called big three, ABC, CBS, NBC, and I happened to catch ABC doing the report in addition to NBC. And Peter Jennings, you know, deferred to their so-called health expert, Dr. Timothy Johnson, and he was asked what this autopsy report had meant. And essentially he gave the typical political Jabberwocky line. And what he said was, it proves that we should rely only on medical experts, he says, and they are the ones who will give us accurate information. Keep it out of the political arena, and so on and so forth. And that unnerved me to no end, because as you know, That is the most arrogant statement that anybody can make in any field, particularly the all-important medical field. When he made that statement, I said to myself, that is absolutely the stuff of which dictators are made. First of all, medical science and doctors are not in agreement on anything. And that's the whole point. When we saw this judge in Florida take it upon himself to play the court-appointed judge, who would then appoint experts and determine which experts would be brought into the matter, he essentially took Terry Schiavo's life into his hands. He did what no one should be allowed to do. Take this case of a woman who is brain damaged, not brain dead, but brain damaged, cannot speak for herself, and to assume that her husband's claims are the word of God, that her husband's claims cannot be challenged, that he knew and he knew what she wanted, and he accurately and honestly conveyed that message. Well, as you know, that is not the case. So for Timothy Johnson to suggest that, this doctor to suggest that that is the be-all and end-all of any case, is the expert testimony brought in, when in fact only experts that agreed with her husband were allowed into the case. There were other experts and other doctors who disagreed about the extent of her vegetative state, who disagreed about whether or not she could be turned around or whether or not she could grow better. You see, this judge decided arbitrarily and capriciously that he was going to make the decision as to when life becomes meaningful and when it becomes meaningless. A judge. You talk about political involvement. What could be more political and much more dictatorial than to have an individual who sits before an audience, wears a black gown or dress, and says, I'm going to bang the gavel. Hear ye, this is my decision. Well, that was the issue. Dr. Johnson knows that. He's not that ignorant or stupid. He's a very learned man. It wasn't a matter of the doctors, quote-unquote, the experts, having the final say and no one else can intervene. Wasn't that at all. There are so many questions here, and questions of intent, questions of motivation on the part of her estranged husband, that this is what made this whole case so murky. And, you know, I have received emails on the subject, and quite frankly, I am just frightened to death to think of where we have come in this country today, where we are allowing judges to make these decisions. They talk about the Republican interventionist in Congress, and they may have a legal point there to argue against federal intervention. But when it comes to judicial activism, my friends, and judicial oligarchy, this is way beyond the pale now. Way beyond the pale. The autopsy report for Terry Schiavo was released, and it revealed nothing new in terms of details that could have morally justified her court-ordered killing by dehydration. These are the words of Operation Rescue, my friend, Operation Rescue West. Although the autopsy report indicated no signs of strangulation or other abuse, as Terry's parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, had suspected, it also found no signs of an eating disorder, as her husband, Michael, had insisted. You see, this is what I'm talking about. People get the story straight. The media will not, because the media have a pro-death, anti-life agenda. It's that simple, my friends. They reveal it with each and every passing day. And Operation Rescue West has made some excellent points, I think, which should not go unheeded. Okay, we'll be back with more and your calls on this program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Just a moment ago, talking about the Terry Schiavo case once again. This autopsy does not end the debate, obviously. It just widens the debate even more and brings more questions forth, which have heretofore not been answered, I'm afraid to admit. So that's one story that I wanted to get back to, but I just cannot get away from the, this business of how George Bush, this little puppet of the New World Order, continues to lie about Iraq, to continue to lie about the Middle East, and continue to lie about his own motivations. Why don't they tell us the real story, is what I say. Well, the Downing Street Minutes, of course, are pretty much a damning document, despite what some of the apologists of the neocons have to say. The fact of the matter is that what we have learned is that the president was determined to have this war, whether it was legal or not, whether it was justified or not, and regardless if it would actually increase terrorism and the threat to us or not. George Bush secretly agreed. Secretly agreed with Tony Blair to try to provoke a military retaliation from Iraq with massive bombings in 2002. And even though Iraq didn't strike back, he still attacked them anyway. He figured that Iraq would not cooperate with weapons inspectors, and despite the fact that they were fully cooperating, he invaded them anyway. The real truth has finally been revealed, that Iraq didn't have any weapons threatening us, nor did they have the intention, by the way, to threaten us. And George Bush knew that the whole time, my friends. There is absolutely no question in my mind that George Bush, the liar that he is, and his whole administration, from Secretary of State Powell at the time to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, all of these people knew exactly what they were doing. All of them knew. I have absolutely no doubt about it whatsoever. There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever as to that fact. All right. A united North America and no U.S. Constitution by 2010? Support the Minutemen. Lou Dobbs interviewed one community, North America, with Canada and Mexico. The conversation on Lou Dobbs show on June 9th, relating to the elimination of our national borders, is something everyone should listen to. The California Coalition for Immigration Reform, again, people that we have spoken to, including John Clark, who was on our show last week, he's also a member of it, has agreed that this major problem, Save Our State organization of the area, and all of these groups are literally, totally and completely flying off the handle at what's going on. We have no idea the extent to which this country is, in fact, being vulcanized, and vulcanized as well, ladies and gentlemen. And that's something that Lou Dobbs himself had brought out quite well on the show, on his CNN-anchored show. And you can certainly go on the archives and read it for yourself and see exactly what has happened. Now, we talk about the rejection of the European Constitution in Europe, what has happened in France, and what has happened in England and the Netherlands, and this reaction, this response. This is nothing more than an event that is now being used by the media bosses, themselves, as a justification for more acts of terror. You see, if we can have more terror in the world, then we can have more control, right? We can have more absolute dictatorship. And that's exactly what they want, is more control out of more crises. Crisis creation and crisis utilization, my friends. Getting back to Terry Schiavo, I forgot to mention that you remember Detective Mark Furman, and you remember him in what happened in California. And Furman has a new book out now, and it's called Silent Witness, The Untold Story of Terry Schiavo's Death. And it's certainly going to be a very controversial book. It's coming out soon. Silent Witness applies the highly respected investigative skills, if you will, of this detective to examine the medical evidence, the legal case files, and police records as well. And he has produced a volume, a book, which is a scathing indictment of the whole legal process involving Terry Schiavo and her estranged husbands. Husband. So the question was, there are a number of questions, and that is, what was Terry and Michael Schiavo's marriage really like? What happened the day Terry collapsed? What did Michael Schiavo do when he discovered Terry unconscious? How long did he wait before calling 911? What do medical records show about her condition when she first was admitted to the hospital? What will the autopsy really say? Why this particular doctor? Why this particular individual conducting the autopsy? See, these are the questions that are being asked. And former Detective Furman will deal with him himself. Now, regardless of, you know, whether you think he's a racist or what have you, let's give the man his due for the questions he's asked and some of the cases that he has dealt with as well. All right, that's one more issue that we wanted to talk about. Now, here comes the big one. H.J. Resolution 24. H.J. 24H. My friends, in the 109th Congress of the United States. What is the subject? President for life. Mm-hmm. Proposing an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to repeal the 22nd Amendment. In the House, February 17, 2005, this was introduced as an amendment to repeal the 22nd Amendment. Resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States in Congress assembled, two-thirds of each House concurring therein, that the following article is proposed as an amendment to the Constitution of the U.S., which shall be valid in all intents and purposes as part of the Constitution when ratified by the legislatures of the three-fourths of the several states within 7 years after the date of its submission. Article, here it is. 22nd Amendment, or article of the amendment to the Constitution, is repealed. Is repealed. So now we can have a president for life. You remember, that's what Franklin Roosevelt tried. That's what he tried to push off. Four terms and more. Till he died in his fourth term in office. But after that, we said enough, enough. We've got to limit the terms of the president. And that's what we've done. Now, once again, the question is, should we lift the veil? Indeed. This president wants to be king. He wants to be known as King George the Fourth. How's that? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he would love to be, wouldn't he? I have no doubt about it. And neither do you, by the way. You agree, we all agree, the man's a monster. The United States government is under a dictatorship. Make no mistake about it. We are living under a dictatorship. We do not have freedom. We are not a free people. We are not a free country today. And we are becoming less free under the Republicans. Make no mistake about it whatsoever. May 2005 by Mark Weber, Iraq, a war for Israel. This is his column. The United States invasion of Iraq in March-April 2003 and the occupation of that country since then has cost more than 1,500 American lives. Well, now it's over 1,650. And he says has cost more than all of those lives and many tens of billions of dollars and has brought death to many thousands of Iraqis. Why did President Bush decide to go to war? In whose interests was it launched? Well, in the months leading up to the attack, President Bush and other high-ranking U.S. officials repeatedly warned that the threat posed to the U.S. and the world by the Baghdad regime was so grave and imminent that the United States had to act quickly to bomb, to invade, and to occupy Iraq. On September 28, 2002, he said, "The danger to our country is grave and it is growing. The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons." Remember that? "Is rebuilding the facilities to make more, and according to the British government, could launch a biological or chemical attack in as little as 45 minutes after the order is given. This regime is seeking a nuclear bomb and with fissile material that could build one within a year." On March 6, 2003, Bush declared Saddam Hussein and his weapons are a direct threat to this country, to our people, and to free people. These claims were totally untrue. As the world now knows, Iraq had no dangerous WMDs, posed no threat to the United States. Moreover, alarmist suggestions that the Baghdad regime was working with a so-called Al-Qaeda terror network likewise proved to be without foundation. So if the official reasons given for war were false, why did the United States attack? Whatever the secondary reasons for the Iraq war, the crucial factor in President Bush's decision to attack was to help Israel. With support from Israeli and American Jewish Zionist lobbies and prodded by Jewish neocons holding high-level positions in his administration, President Bush was already fervently committed to Israel, resolved to invade and subdue one of Israel's chief regional enemies. This is so widely understood in Washington that U.S. Senator Ernest Hollings was moved in May 2004 to acknowledge that the U.S. invaded Iraq to secure Israel. And everyone knows it, he said. He also identified three of the influential pro-Israel Zionists in Washington who played an important role in prodding the U.S. into war. Richard Perle, chairman of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board. Paul Wolfowitz, deputy defense secretary. And Charles Krauthammer, columnist and author. Some months before the invasion, retired four-star Army general, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander Wesley Clark, said in an interview, this is what he said, in case you didn't hear it, those who favor this attack by U.S. against Iraq now will tell you candidly and privately that it is probably true that Saddam Hussein is no threat to the United States, but they are afraid at some point he might decide, if he had a nuclear option or weapon, to use it against Israel. Convinced? Condoleezza Rice, Bush's national security advisor at the time, she said, the security of Israel is the key to the security of the world. Did you get that? Almost out of Bible prophecy, here's this little girl, Condoleezza Rice, saying the security of Israel is the key to the security of the world. What she's really saying is Jerusalem will rule the world. And the world empire, the system of the mark of the beast. See, you have to learn how to read between the lines here to understand what Condoleezza Rice is actually saying. George Bush himself said in June of 2002, he said that in the view of leading Israeli commentators, the London Times had reported that the address by Secretary of State Powell to the UN was indeed so pro-Israel that it might have been written by Ariel Sharon. Condoleezza Rice herself, as I just pointed out, said the security of Israel is the key to the security of the world. There you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, David Wormser, these other three influential Jews who later held high-level positions in this administration from 2001 to 2004, Perle as chair of the Defense Policy Board and the Feith, of course, Undersecretary of Defense, and Wormser, a special assistant to Undersecretary of State. I mean, this is the government of Israel in America running the Pentagon, running the Defense Department, running the administration. This is the government of Israel. Now, what would happen if this were Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, or any of the other Arab countries? You think somebody might protest? You think the media might take notice and say, hey, what gives here? What gives here? No, not on your life. Absolutely false. Samuel Francis, He's an author, an editor, and columnist, has also looked into the neoconservative role in fomenting war. My own answer, he said, is that the lie that a massively armed Iraq possessed a grave and imminent threat to the U.S. was fabricated by neoconservatives in the administration whose first loyalty is to Israel and its interests, and who wanted the United States to smash Iraq because it was the biggest potential threat to Israel in the region. My friends, the horse is out of the barn. The word is out. I haven't even scratched the surface. Just a few little snippets for you. All right, Rick Adams, if you got a quick comment, you can call me right now. Uncensored Radio, Free America. We'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Boy, what a tough guy, huh, Bush? What a tough guy. We're going to send little Johnny and little Jeannie. We're going to send them into war. I'm going to send them because I get to make that decision. No one else. Just me. Now, how do you like that for bravery? How do you like that for patriotism? How do you like that for true American conscience? The conscience of a dictator, George Bush. And that is what he has become. And now,
We're wondering exactly, ladies and gentlemen, exactly when the draft will be thrust upon us once again. Well, I think it's going to be coming pretty soon. We've been predicting this for a long time. And publications, the American Free Press and others, have been doing some snuffing into this and sniffing. And they found that Charlie Rangel and others, of course, are, they're all for a draft. It's going to be a nice draft. It's going to be a draft that will draft little Johnny's mother and father, Papa and Daddy and the whole family. And, yes, even some congressmen may have to send their children off to war, because we want to make it a fair draft where it won't be just blacks and it won't be just underprivileged kids, but the kids of the rich. You know, he's tantalizing the bill and tantalizing it, making it so it almost looks Americanist. But you know what? I'm one of those people who does not believe in a draft at all. I take a strictly libertarian approach, and I agree with them totally. A draft is totally un-American, my friends. It has nothing to do were the founding fathers of this country. Our nation is a voluntarist nation. Our nation is a freedom nation. And the only reason a nation needs a draft is when a nation embarks on an internationalist, globalist, warlike policy that means to do us harm by doing other nations harm. And that is my commentary, really, for tonight. I think it gels perfectly with what we've been talking, with the invasion that is taking place into our nation as never before. All of this is not an accident. And all of this is working as a whole picture of the emasculation of our nation and its ability to truly defend itself when the time comes. We are now overextended as never before. Now, this is prophesized in Scripture. This is also a repeat of history, my friends. We'll be talking more about it tomorrow night as we continue to delve into these and other issues. We will be back then. Same time, same network, 8 o'clock Central. It's been my pleasure tonight, Rick Adams, pontificating with you. And don't forget, tomorrow night, we will be here again, and we'll remember the Holocaust, the Christian Holocaust of millions of souls lost to tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, Friday night, you be with me as I continue. And spread the word, tell all your friends that Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, is here. We'll see you then. Good night, everyone.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.